Hey guys, and welcome back to the channel. I know it's late, but it is our ATP draw preview and prediction video. It's going to be slightly different today. We're going to be talking about the tournament in terms of the favorites. We're going to be talking about some of the underdogs, some of the first round matchups to look out for, because the tournament has already started, so we can't do our bracket. So apologies for that. If you do want to check out a bracket, though, go and check out the WTA version of this, where I did do that in full, plus everything else as well. So a very comprehensive overview of the whole tournament. We'll be going into it in detail in this one as well. Don't you worry. Do hit that like button. Do subscribe if you're new, and do leave a rating or review if you're listening on a podcast platform. Appreciate each and every one of you, and also our members. You guys are legends, of course, for getting involved as always and for contributing. Madrid is an interesting tournament, no doubt. It really is. With the higher altitude and the lack of humidity in Madrid, it just ends up being a very different sort of clay court event than what we're used to with Monte Carlo or Rome or even Roland Garros. It definitely does give more emphasis and more reward to the bigger servers. So no surprises that we saw Jan and Struff make the final last year, the big serving German who has just won a title, his first ever ATP title at the BMW Open. So keep an eye out for him. So going into this tournament, there's a lot of talking points. Rafa Nadal's back. Djokovic pulled out. He's withdrawn and he hasn't cited an injury. So I do wonder whether there's a few reasons for it. One, he just wants to trim his calendar. He's definitely going to play Rome because it's won a place where he's won so many times. He really enjoys the atmosphere there. Plus, he speaks Italian. The crowd love him. In addition to it being the, in my opinion, the most similar in conditions to Roland Garros. So why would you not play that tournament? I also think, you know, because Madrid is so different, he might be thinking, I don't really want to go from Monte Carlo, which is quite similar as well, to then Madrid to Rome. And my body probably needs rest anyways. And he's clearly got his sights set even on the Olympics, which again will be at Roland Garros. And again, he'll be looking to win because it's the only piece of silverware really missing from his cabinet. So it's something that he clearly has a lot of desire to win. In terms of others, well, Rafa Nadal's back and he will play a very interesting first round opponent, to say the least. He plays Darwin Blanche. If you don't know who he is, I don't blame you. He's a 16-year-old from America. He made the semifinals of Roland Garros, the junior Roland Garros, that is, last year. And yeah, I mean, he's an exciting, very young American, I guess, but exciting nonetheless. He's the largest age difference between two players on the ATP tour ever, which is just, yeah, mind-boggling. And Nadal, of course, coming towards the end of his career, most likely going to be his last season. He's all but confirmed that. For Darwin Blanche, he hasn't won a match on the ATP tour yet. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably the easiest draw that Nadal could get, no doubt. I mean, yes, I'm sure the teenager will be hungry to play and to really show his all, but he'll just be happy to be playing Nadal first and foremost. And he doesn't seem like, you know, a massive threat from what I've seen anyways. If he was drawn against someone like Fonseca, fine, you know, that would be a different story. I think he's clearly shown some promise on clay in some ITF and ATP tournaments, and he looks like someone that's going to really pick up his level, right? Which is going to be interesting to see because he's a young Brazilian, you know, former world junior number one. And there's clearly a lot about him. And he actually plays a fellow youngster in, Alex Mikkelsen, who isn't the best on clay, but it definitely sets up a really mouthwatering first round match, which will be really intriguing to see play out because, yeah, Fonseca has been really good in spurts, but he's also shown a little bit of immaturity about him. And, you know, that it is definitely going to be the case at his age. And he's clearly got some things to improve on. Mikkelsen has shown to be pretty solid in terms of having a good all-round game, which is going to be important on the clay. In terms of the favorites going into this, I'm going to try now go into favorites, and then we'll talk about some more of the first round matchups. And of course, I'll talk about underdogs and ultimately my prediction as well, too. I think it's going to win. And we'll talk about projected quarterfinals because everyone likes to talk about that. Favorites, well, I think, look, Tsitsipas and Ruud have been looking really good. There's no denying that. Tsitsipas has just won Monte Carlo, made the final of Barcelona. He cited fatigue, I think, mentally and physically. Hopefully he's had a big enough rest to now come into Madrid, and he should look to go deep here. Yes, the courts are a bit quicker, so it will mean he has a bit less time on his backhand especially, but it does mean that he will win more points on his first serve. The first serve and forehand combination is going to be key if he wants to go deep in Madrid. There's no denying that. I think, you know, we see that on hard courts and grass courts for Steph, that the forehand, well, the serve forehand combo is really important. And especially on a quick clay court like this, it's going to be even more so, because I think people are going to want to get into the rallies and really test his passes back out, which, to be fair to him, since the start of Monte Carlo has looked pretty good. It hasn't looked phenomenal, but it's looked pretty good. And lastly, he lost to Jan Struff, a big hitter, in three sets, and he would have been disappointed with that in the quarterfinal stage. He'll be looking to go further than that, you would imagine, right? No doubt. 2022 lost to Zverev in three sets again, beat Rublev, Dimitrov on the way to that as well. So yeah, he's had a pretty good record here, no surprises there. For Casper Ruud, he is another player to watch out for in terms of form. Made the final in Monte Carlo, lost comprehensively to Tsitsipas, but got revenge in Barcelona. So these are the two players, I think, who they're going into the tournament with the most confidence, you would imagine, on the surface. And then, of course, we have to discuss Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos Alcaraz is the two-time defending champion, but big question marks over his fitness. Is he going to be able to compete? Is the first question mark. And two, if he is able to compete, how well is he going to be able to compete from a top level, I think, is the big question mark around him. And then on top of that, you know, if he does get into some really grueling matches, and does the arm, the elbow, the wrist, whatever it might be, hold up, it remains to be seen. And the same question marks can be levied at Rafa Nadal, who, yes, you know, he's playing, will be a pretty easy opponent in the first round. But after that, it'll just get harder and harder. He's got a potential match against Demener if he does win in the next round. And he lost him in Barcelona. Demener just looked physically a lot better than Nadal and was able to, yeah, use that attribute to beat the clay giant. And it's going to be tough, I think, for Nadal to suddenly, in the space of a week, close the gap, in honesty. I think he's going to have to play very aggressively. Madrid gives you that option with it being quicker, but I actually think that's going to suit Dimitrov even more. So don't have massive high hopes for Nadal going super deep, in honesty. But yeah, that's kind of how I see it in terms of the favorites. In terms of underdogs, I mean, there's a few players that could potentially do something here. I mean, we haven't even talked about Sinner, and he'll be up there. I think it's, you know, we have to say that he's going to be there or thereabouts. Same with Runa as well, and Zverev. But in terms of underdogs, I mean, I don't think Medvedev's an underdog either. I think he'll probably be there or thereabouts, maybe just below that pack. You know, Jan Struff, we have to talk about him. He made the final last year. He's just won the BMW Open. I think he should be in the mix. We have to see how he gets on because I'm interested to see whether he's able to replicate that form. And also, can he carry forward that Munich form that he's had recently into Madrid? Because he should do, right? Like, he's got the type of game to really trouble people, but he's got a pretty difficult, second round match against James Munar, who, yeah, is no slouch. He's Spanish as well, so he'll have the crowd on his side. Let's see how he gets on, Struff. But yeah, he should be winning that, in my opinion, and then going forward. In terms of other players, there's a lot of hype around Baez on clay. I don't see this specific surface being you know, a tournament that he's going to go deep at, in all honesty. But we'll see. You know, we haven't even talked about Rublev. He's top 10. I don't know if he can be considered an underdog, but he's been in, you know, pretty poor form after that default, you know, a few months back. And hopefully he recovers and he finds some form. But Monfils is another one who I think we have to look out for. I do think he's slightly quicker conditions on clay. They will suit his type of game. It's aggressive. You know, he's having a really, really good, you know, end to his career at the moment. And it's been great to watch. He's been competing at the highest level, making second week sort of a lot of tournaments and going deep. And it's great to watch and see because he's such an entertainer. And, you know, he brings great value, I think, to the sport. And on that same note, I think we have to talk about Grigor Dimitrov, because Dimitrov is someone who, again, is at the end of his career. You know, this is really an Indian summer for him. And he's playing some spectacular tennis. He's beaten Sinner and Alcaraz in the last 6 months, I think it is. And, you know, he hasn't beaten Djokovic. Fine. Okay. But yeah, look, he's looked really good. And given that, again, the surface is a bit quicker, I think that will suit his game. He's been playing very aggressively, especially behind his serve with that forehand. And his movement is spectacular. So I'm expecting some pretty good things from him as well. And I'm expecting him to go a bit deeper in Madrid and show us what he's about. Apart from those players, you know, there's a few people to definitely look out for, but I don't think they're going to necessarily trouble, you know, some of the top players. So they might do well for a couple of rounds, but apart from that, I don't see much being offered, in all honesty. You know, in terms of first round matches, there's a lot to dive into. Of course, some already going on. We've already had some results as I'm speaking now. I mean, I won't talk about the ones going on today then, but from Thursday and Friday, there's some great matches, so we can talk about those. Thursday especially. So yeah, we talked about Nadal and Blanche. That's a good one. Just to get stuck into Fossecha and Mikkelsen. Arnaldi and O'Connell is also a really good one as well, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Don't sleep on that. Purcell and Giron, pretty even matchup as well. Kepfer, Carbez, Bayana. Gasquet, Sonego, again, a really good one to pay attention to. And Felix Auger-Aliassime versus Nishioka. Roberto Bautista Agut versus Galan. I mean, all of these are pretty even matchups. Hanfman-Mensik, you know, all of these could go either way. They're real 50-50s, most of them. So, yeah, a lot to get stuck into, no doubt. In terms of the projected quarterfinals, because we haven't actually discussed that, there's a little bit to dive into here because I'm hoping that we get some of these anyway, because, well, one predicted quarterfinal is Sinner versus Ruud. And I'd actually love to see that because I think on clay, I think Ruud has a really good chance against Sinner. I think it's the best surface for him to beat someone like Sinner. So, and I think it'd be a good test for Yannick. So I'm hoping we get that one. Medvedev Tsitsipas, I mean, it's always tasty. It's always great to watch. And, you know, it's fantastic. So we want to hear the BS Russian line again, of course, as we always get replayed when they come up against each other. Tennis TV loved, will recycle it, and rightfully so. It was just such an iconic moment in that rivalry. They play each other so many times. Hercatch and Zverev. Now, I haven't really talked about Hercatch. He did win a title. He did win a title on clay. I didn't talk about that, but he did win a title on clay. And, you know, fair play to him. Can he go deep? Potentially, given his serve, you know, it's going to be crucial for him to serve big. If he serves big and he wins some quick points, which he should be able to, I don't see why not. If someone like Struff can go deep and make a final in Madrid, why can't Hercatch, given that he started to find his feet on clay and he's starting to move better on the red stuff? Alexander Zverev would be his potential quarterfinal opponent. And I think, again, that'd be a good one. It might be a bit of a serve bot fest, in all honesty, but yeah, it'd be entertaining. And then Rublev Alcaraz, which I think on clay, again, is an interesting one. I'd like to see that. I don't think Rublev's going to make it that far, in honesty, just because of how he's been looking. But Well, the same could be said for Alcaraz, right, given how he's been looking fitness-wise. So, yeah, a lot to dive into in Madrid. In terms of a winner, it's really up in the air. I don't see Nadal winning it, and I would be surprised if Tsitsipas wins Madrid after winning Monte Carlo, making the final in Boston. I just think he might be slightly burnt out. I could see him going deep, but maybe not winning it. I'm actually going to go for Jannik Sinner. I think the conditions are going to suit him. He's been serving really well this year as well. And that's going to be key. If he serves well in this tournament, then it puts him in really good stead. I think the conditions of the ball flying will, again, suit his game. And he moves well on clay generally. So, yeah, I think he will win. In terms of a final, I'd like to see him versus Alcaraz. But I think we're probably more likely to see a different final, maybe him versus Zverev. That might be more probable. Let me know in the comment section below who you think is going to win and why, and also let me know your thoughts on what I've said and any potential matchups or plays you're looking forward to watching. Thank you very much, guys. Stay safe and well, and we'll see you in the next video.